Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. I'm Jeff Sackowitz, a program manager on Microsoft Graph. And today I'm gonna show you Delta Query and webhooks and illustrate how you can use them to track changes to data and keep important information in your applications up to date. Here's what we're gonna cover today. First, I'll give you an overview of Microsoft Graph to give you some context. Then we'll move on to Delta Query and webhooks and talk about how they work better together. I'll also show you a couple brief demos. So what is the Microsoft Graph? It's an API endpoint that lets your applications connect to data that drives productivity across Microsoft Cloud services, such as SharePoint, Outlook, Azure Active Directory, OneNote, and more, used by hundreds of millions of active users every day. Because it's a graph, you can easily traverse between nodes by navigating relationships. For example, you can find a file in OneDrive and navigate to Azure Active Directory to read the user profile of the person who last modified it. This all works with personal, work, or school accounts. All right, so let's talk about Delta Query. Delta Query is a capability that allows applications to track changes to data, letting them learn about newly created, deleted, and updated entities without needing to perform a full read with every request. This can be used by stateful applications with local data stores to efficiently synchronize data. It's also useful for stateless applications that want to do simple change tracking. I'm excited to announce that as of Build 2017, Delta Query for directory entities such as users and groups and Outlook entities like mail and calendar is available on the V1 endpoint and is ready for use in production applications. All right, so now let's talk about the API. We designed Delta Query with ease of use top of mind, so calling it for the first time is simple. All you have to do is add /delta to the end of your standard request. In the response, you'll get back the resource you requested, along with either a next link or a delta link URL. If you get a next link, this means there may be more data to be retrieved, and you should use that to page through responses until you get a delta link. Once you get a delta link, this means you've gotten all the current state of the data, and you can save that delta link for later and use it to come back and ask for changes. You can do this based on a time interval, or you can do it as a response to an event, like user action in a UI or a webhook push notification. And we'll talk more about this later. When you're ready to make your next request, you use that next link or delta link, and this is a completely opaque URL that can be just used as is, and you make your request, and we'll give you back what's changed. We've also got, as of Build 2017, an exciting new feature. This is one of our most requested features for Delta Query, which is the ability to use scoping filters on users and groups in Azure AD. And what this means is, instead, in the past, you had to track changes across an entire Azure AD directory, which was really inefficient if your application was only in use by a handful of users or a few dozen groups. So by using scoping filters, you can track changes to specific users and groups, which is a really nice improvement. All right, so let's see what this looks like in a demo. So imagine that I'm building a workflow application that allows users to get a push notification on their phone when their manager sends them an important email. All right, so I'm going to hop over here to Graph Explorer, which we're going to be making some really nice updates to soon, by the way. So here I'm logged in as Ben, and let's check who Ben's manager is. And we can see that that's Christy Klein. All right, now let's use Delta Query to read the messages in Ben's inbox. So you can see I have my standard query here for mail in Ben's inbox, and I'm using the delta function. I'm also using a select statement because I only care about a couple important attributes. Oh, actually, I need to sign in here. I was using our demo tenant. So once I do that, all right, so now you can see I got a next link, and I also got a whole bunch of mail. So this is the current state of Ben's inbox. And because I got a next link, it means there's more messages to read. So I'm going to use that next link to get the next page and keep doing this until I get my Delta link. Okay, so now I've reached steady state and I've gotten all the current mail. So I'm going to store this Delta link for now. And I'm going to go, let's go make some interesting mail get added to Ben's inbox. So now here I'm logged in as Christy, who's Ben's manager. And I've written him an email, lets him know that I need a conference deck draft today for a VP review. I'm going to mark this as high importance because it's time sensitive. And let's go ahead and send it. All right, now let's hop back over to Graph Explorer and use Delta Query to see what's changed. I'm going to use my Delta link, and there you go. So I've got a high priority mail from Christy. So now my service can send a push notification to Ben's phone, letting him know he needs to go work on that deck. All right, now let's talk about webhooks. Webhooks allow applications to subscribe to push notifications, letting them know when data is updated in Microsoft Graph. Just like Delta Query, this updates here mean newly created entities, updated entities, or deleted entities. In contrast to Delta Query, webhooks are just simple lightweight notifications. There's no data included. It's just a poke. So this lets you know, this lets an application know that it needs to come back and get some data. And I'm excited to announce as of build 2017 that we have some exciting new webhooks features. We've got a preview of users and groups, webhooks for users and groups available in our beta endpoint. And we also have a preview of Outlook webhooks for consumer accounts available in our beta endpoint. We have a whole bunch of awesome functionality that's already existed for webhooks for some time. Check out our documentation for all that. All right, so to use webhooks, you start by posting to the subscriptions entity. You'll include a couple parameters in the body of that request, including the type of change you're interested in, what the notification URL that you want to get a poke back to is, and what the resource that you care about is as well. And then when a change happens to that resource, you'll receive a notification letting you know that the change happened, and you can come back and get some data. So as I mentioned before, webhooks and Delta Query are truly better together, and I'm going to use the next demo to illustrate that. All right, so for this next demo, imagine that I'm an application developer on an incident management application, and I want to make sure that in order to get incidents, when a high priority incident comes in, I want to make sure that the right phone number gets called for the on-call engineer. So it's really important that I keep the mobile phone number of those engineers updated in my local profile store. And I'm going to use webhooks and Delta Query to do this efficiently. So I'm going to start out by running Delta Query. And you'll notice here I've got this filter. This is the new preview feature I talked about earlier. So because I might have a company of 100,000 users, but if I only have two in my on-call rotation for this specific team, then I don't want to have to get changes about all 100,000. So I'm only going to look for changes in these two objects. And I've got a select statement to only get the attributes I care about. So let's go ahead and run that query. All right. So now I get back the user profile for Joanna and Grady, my two on-call engineers, and that includes their mobile phone numbers. So I have a next link here, which means there may be more data to retrieve. In this case, there's not, which is something that your application should be built to handle. You should keep paging through next links, even if you get an empty response, until you receive a Delta link. So at this point, without webhooks, I'd be in kind of a tough spot developing my application. I would need to decide whether I was going to pull very fast and risk wasting resources getting back empty responses, or I would have to decide if I was going to pull slowly and risk that my application might not have the most up-to-date data when users are using it. It's kind of a lose-lose. But now that we have webhooks, I can use that in conjunction with Delta Query to check for changes reactively instead of having to do that proactive pull. And all of this, of course, is much better than just doing full-on GET requests every time and doing diff calculations. Nobody wants to do that. So I've got an application running in the background here that's built on Azure Functions and Azure Q. It's running in Visual Studio. And it's waiting. I've already got my subscription set up, and it's waiting for webhook notifications based on changes to users. So let's go make one of those changes happen. All right. So I'm going to go down and find one of my on-call engineers. I've got Grady here. And I'm going to edit his mobile phone because I know he got a new cell phone. And let's go ahead and save it. All right. And now let's check and see, and let's check with our application. And I had a breakpoint entered here so we could stop and see the webhook we got. And there we go. So I can see here I have an updated user, which is enough information to let me know that my application should come back and call Delta Query. So let's go ahead and do that. All right, so now I've got my Delta link from last time, and I'm going to use that. Like I said, just use the URL as is. It's completely opaque, no need to handle the token or anything like that. All right, so there we go. There's Grady's user profile with the updated mobile phone number, and now I can update that in my application's database. And you make sure I've got the latest number in case there's a high priority incident that comes in. All right. So in summary, we talked about how you can use Delta Query to track changes to entities in the graph, which can be useful to synchronize data in applications with local data stores or to do simple change tracking in stateless applications. We also talked about how you can use webhooks to receive push notifications. And we talked about how these two things can be used, they're better together. They're useful on their own, and you know, they're very good on their own, but they're really, really great when you use them together. We also talked about a few new features that we're excited to have in both our V1 endpoint and our beta endpoint as of build 2017. I urge you to check out our documentation to learn more, including supported entities and queries, and keep track of things. You know, we're always adding support for new things, so definitely keep an eye on our documentation, and check out our SDKs and samples on GitHub. And you can connect with us on Twitter using the Microsoft Graph hashtag. And if you have questions, use the Microsoft Graph tag on Stack Overflow. We're always monitoring that. And I also definitely go ahead and check out the rest of our build session recordings on Channel 9.